play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back to John Field Gym for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being along with us here this afternoon. Championship game of the first ever Silver Streaks Invitational between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Dunlap Eagles. Streaks 13-7 on the year, Dunlap 11-4. You can kind of hear the music in the background, and it's probably a little clearer than normally. I want to thank Jeff Lamb, who does the PA for the boys' side of things. Jeff also does some work for Norris Sound and Lighting, so he knows about all this equipment, and he's got us now hardwired into the PA system here at John Field Gym. So we'll just be able to, usually we take a wireless mic down to Bill Allison, and Brad and Steve take one down to Jeff Lamb for the boys' games, and they hold that while they're holding the PA mic. Well, Jeff has us hardwired in, so we'll get the music that's playing now, the music that plays for the starting lineup. We'll get the national anthem, which will sound a whole lot better coming through this system than normal, as James told me, boo. Well, I know James knows him, but it's going to sound way better. So for the starting lineup, it'll be more like on the college and professional games when they just are able to hook in like what's called technically a malt box is usually what you hook into, like at a press conference or something like that, where you get the audio coming from the podium. It's kind of like that, what they're able to use at those games. So that's something we won't get that in other gyms. We'll still be carrying the wireless around, but we'll get that here. So thanks again to Jeff Lamb for getting that all set up for us, and pretty cool stuff. Technology's great.
The only issue I think would be during conference games when we had the band. We're probably still going to need the wireless for that.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. All right, so just about ready to get things underway here as got about a minute left on the clock. This was a really odd thing because I expected what Coach Massey told me earlier. Hey, if we're on time, this was before the first game, we'd go 10 minutes on the clock, or 12 minutes if you were on time, 10 minutes if we weren't, and we were running a little bit behind, and they still put 15 minutes on the clock, so we got done a little bit early. So we're just about ready to get things underway, getting ready for the starting lineups. I'm not sure if we're going to do national anthem or not. We'll find out here momentarily as Bill Allison is making adjustments down there as we get ready to send things down to Bill.
John Thiel Gymnasium in the final game of the Galesburg Invitational Tournament. This championship game features the Eagles from Dunlap High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are your starting lineups. First for Dunlap, a 5'6 sophomore, number 5, Sanaya Tutt. A 5'9 junior, number 11, Ellie Sorensen. A 5'9 junior, number 14, L. Sutter. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Taraji Davis. And a 5'9 senior, number 32, Jalissa Parker. Dunlap coached by Heather Cassidy, assisted by Greg Hidden. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'9 senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. and a 5'7" senior number 42, Deja Range. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barsinger, Michael Ruxin, Josh Biddle.
Thanks again to PA announcer Bill Allison and to Jeff Lamb. That sounded a whole lot better. Streaks in their home white silver numbers with silver and black trim. Dunlap, a different look for them. Black uniforms with just gold numbers, gold trim, straight gold numbers and gold trim. Kind of an old school look in some ways, but actually kind of a cool look.
I was just going to say, that really pops. I really like that look. That black with the gold on top of it. No maroon. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of their maroon anyway. Yeah. But
normally that's where you see them with the maroon and gold.
Yeah, we've seen them in black uniforms before, but they usually put some maroon accents on. This is just black and gold, and it really looks good.
In the center circle, Deja Range, 5'7", for the Streaks, and for Dunlap, L. Sutter at 5'9".
Definitely haven't seen that yet this year. Deja lose two tips.
Yeah. So Eagles won the tip. The other thing, that, you know, especially that you can see it so well, and in football they go out sometimes on the road in white jerseys with light silver, light gold numbers that you can't see. Like, I guess it's like gold. It's like the same color gold that's on the
right.
But with the black, you can see it. Deja knocks the ball away. Getting it back is Sorensen. Drives in. Missed a shot. It's saved in bounds, and Kelsey Legg comes up with it for the Streaks. No score here, just underway, championship game, as Dunlap drops back in a 2-3 zone to start. We'll see if the Streaks can bust this open from the perimeter.
Yeah, get the wings. You want to attack on the wings here.
Well, this time we went and decided to Deja. She kicks it back out to Kelsey. Now left baseline. Andrea, she'll penetrate. Kicks it over to Riley and overthrew her. Try to get it, swing it over to the right wing. I thought Andrea maybe should have gone ahead and gone to the basket.
Yeah, it looked like she had an opening there. Probably should have just taken it. She could have maybe even had a 2-on-1 with Deja down there, but she tried to pass it out. What Riley's got to recognize is it's the wing that's wide open.
Driving down the right side is Sanaya Tutt. Missed the shot. Streaks come away with it. Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Left wing to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Riley between the circles. Back to Chloe, left wing. Swing it over to Andrea Sampson. She'll fire the three, right wing. Good. That's the way to beat it.
She is loving the home cooking these last few games.
Well, the Streaks actually got a break there because that cross-court pass was just high enough, that it didn't get picked. But Andrea able to set, put it up and in. 3-0 Streaks, 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. This is Sutter, drives left, gives way to Davis. Davis, top of the key, gives way to Jalissa Parker. Now this is Ellie Sorensen. They've got an L and an Ellie. Ellie Sorensen and L Sutter. This is Tutt, now gives way to Sutter. Now it's Sorensen right side. She'll drive baseline. Tries to back down Chloe McCarthy. Split the defenders and had a shot, but she didn't realize it.
No, she didn't.
Kicked it back out.
Had a nice drop step move and didn't realize she was wide open.
Sutter, now Sorensen. Left baseline. It goes to Davis. Missed a shot. Nice block out on the perimeter by both Andrea Sampson and Chloe McCarthy. Now Kelsey Legg, left wing, top of the key. Riley Jenkins fires a three. Short rebound. Chloe McCarthy in the paint. Puts it on the floor. Goes up. Gets knocked to the floor. Oh, a jump ball.
Wow. I don't know about that.
I saw Larry
in the hospitality
room earlier. He said, take it easy on me on the air if I make a bad call. So I'll give him a break there. Now an inbound pass to Deja Range from Kelsey Legg, left side. Wide open. Deja lays it up and in. 5-0 Streaks. 5.5 minutes to play first quarter. Left side, this is Taraji Davis. Out high for Dunlap. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Streaks have stuck with a man-to-man defense so far. Left wing, it goes to L. Sutter. Back to Davis between the circles. Out high right side, it's Parker. Nice pass over the top to Sorensen. She has to kick it back out. Penetrating is Sanaya Tutt. She lays it up and in. Tutt with the first basket for Dunlap. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-2. This is Riley Jenkins on the dribble out between the circles. So far, Dunlap sticking with the 2-3. Left elbow goes to Kelsey Legg. Straight down the right side. Scoops up the shot. Can't hit. Rebound. Chloe McCarthy, 10-footer up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Parker for Dunlap.
Good move, though, by Kelsey. She recognized that she turned the corner. She could get an open look at the basket.
Sorensen put the shot up. It was blocked by, I believe, Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley down the left side of the lane. Lays it up and got it. Beat the defense down. Laid it up and in. That's her first basket and make it 7-2 Streaks.
Who hit the rebound down at the other
end? It was, I believe, I Chloe got the block. I don't know if Riley maybe got the rebound.
Riley.
Yeah.
We'll go with Riley.
Right wing. This is Sutter. Goes baseline. Cut off by Kelsey Lake. Lost a handle, then got it back. Goes back to the wing. Picks it up. Out high right side to Sorensen. Now it's Davis out high left side. Goes left wing to Tut. Tut crosses over. Goes to the baseline. Left side. Lays
nice
it up and
move.
In. Sanaya Tut with all four of Dunlap's points. Make it 7-4. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Streaks are going to break it easily. Kelsey Legg across midcourt. Gives Andrea Sampson right wing. Fires a wide open three. Good!
And she walked off like she knew that was going down.
10-4 streaks. 2-3 so far from Andrea Sampson. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Tut left wing to Davis. Top of the key goes to Parker. Back to Davis on the left wing. Out in front of the Streaks bench. Completely different looking Dunlap team than we've seen over the past few years. They had a lot of length, a lot of athleticism over the past few years. That's all gone.
Well, it's interesting watching these two teams because that was a double dribble.
Yeah.
Because if you think back at the battles these two squads have had over the past 5, 6, 7 years, and it's just a total remake of both squads, you know.
Yeah. Top of the key, this is Tut, crosses over twice, goes into the paint, kicks out to Davis, left wing, she'll fire the three, good. Taraji Davis with her first basket. Nice job by Tut to draw the defenders and kick it out for the easy three. Full court pressure. Streaks going to reach is going to be called on El Sutter. That'll be the first foul on the basketball game.
Well, again, we talked about this in the first game. You know, against some of these presses, the way that they're set up, you got to get somebody in the middle of the floor. Streaks didn't have anybody in the middle of the floor, but the other opening Dunlap's leaving is along the sideline. So you can get a quick skip pass forward up the sideline, but you got to be looking for it.
Lauren Livingston, Lexi Tucker, and for the first time, Kelsey Legg, Deja Range, going to break. First time this year we've seen Lauren Livingston out there without the knee brace on, or at least a knee sleeve, coming off the ACL surgery. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy for three, splashed it. Man, she's put that high arc on it, and the net barely moves, and Heather Cassidy wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Was that from Andrea on the weak side?
Or no, it was from Riley.
From Riley, okay, yeah. But Chloe McCarthy with the defense jumping out at her after not scoring in the game earlier today. Now she's found the range here early. 13-7 streaks lead, 2:32 to play here in the first quarter. You know, I wanted to mention something. I was talking with Gary Geiger. He called our game earlier today, and then he called the third-place game. I was talking with him also in the hospitality room earlier. We were talking about, and somebody asked about it, that call where you catch the ball and it bounces and then you dribble again. He told me what the rule is, that, and actually somebody else, not me, that brought it up. I think Ray Pickford brought it up. He said if they catch it like on the bounce as if to dribble it with one hand, then it would be a double dribble or travel. If they catch it and lose the handle, it drops it. Like if it's catching it with both hands, not intending to dribble, then it's not. So that's the thing I've argued, that, hey, they just dribbled it, whether they meant to or not. They dribbled, so they should have lost their dribble. But he was saying that that's only the case if they, you know, catch, basically do the one hand and are making a motion to dribble, then pick
it
up.
I gotcha.
Right wing, this is Davis out of the 30-second timeout. Gets it down on the block to Sorensen. Puts it up, no good. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. Outlet to Riley Jenkins. Down court to Andrea Sampson, right wing. She'll penetrate, gets inside, puts it up, and got it. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson took it in. Actually took some contact on the way up. And make it 15-7 Streaks. Under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Top of the key, this is Sorensen. Left baseline, it goes to Davis and tried to get Sorensen going down the lane and threw it out of bounds.
First turnover of the game for the Dunlap Eagles.
Whitney Mechanicu in for the first time for Dunlap. Also checking in is, can't see the number, hair's covering. Let's see. I have to wait till that young lady turns around. Oh, that's Tut back in for Davis. So somebody else, Mechanicu, I guess, must have replaced Tut. Mechanicu, Mechanicou. Now what happened on the inbound?
Ball got tipped away, and Tut caught it out of bounds.
So the Streaks will break the length of the court against the full court pressure. Chloe McCarthy to inbound. And it comes to Kelsey Legg. All they need to do is clear it out for her, and they do, and she'll get it across right of the center circle. Kelsey on the dribble got pushed from behind, tried to get to Lexi Tucker, got tipped, it'll go back to the Streaks on the near sideline.
Yeah, Mechanicu riding her a little bit on the way down the floor. She couldn't keep up with Kelsey. She's a step or two behind her the whole way down.
So Kelsey legged inbound from the near sideline, and it comes to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Right wing it goes to Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy top of the key. Back door to Riley Jenkins, left side, laid up and in, and one.
Nice pass fake and pass by Chloe, and good job by Riley to execute.
Foul's going to go against Ellie Sorensen. As she got a piece of Riley on the way up, she'll go to the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. She's got four, make it a 10-point lead for the streak, 17-7. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Shot is up and rolls off. No good. Rebound tapped by Lexi Tucker. It's going to go back the other way. Back in, Lauren Livingston and Deja Range as Chloe McCarthy. Lexi Tucker will get a break. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg, Riley Jenkins stay on the floor for the streaks. 1:16 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 17-7 lead. This is Tut with it. Dribbles right. Kicks out right wing to Mechanicu. Top of the key it goes to Sorensen. Out high left side it's Tut. Or rather, no, this is Tara Davis that's in. Left wing it goes to Sorensen. Now it's Mechanicu out near the center circle. Left wing Sorensen. This is Sorensen. That was Sutter. Now it's Sorensen with it. Sorensen puts it on the floor, kicks back out.
That
left
was
the
Sutter.
Circle. That was Sutter. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sutter's 14, Sorensen's 11.
I just didn't want to keep looking down to see which was which.
Sutter.
Now it's Sutter with it. Top of the key, this is Sorensen. Right wing Mechanicu, right baseline. It goes to Davis. Tara Davis, ball knocked away, tried to go inside to Sorensen, and Deja Range knocked it away. 32 seconds to play. It seems like Dunlap's having trouble figuring. It's a straight man-to-man by the streaks, but just they're having trouble figuring out what to do.
Well, you know, with Metamora, I'm guessing they're seeing a lot of zones in conference. With Morton, you're seeing that pack line defense. So, sometimes seeing all the gimmicky defenses, sometimes straight man-to-man just throws you off because you're waiting for them to do something weird.
Right wing, this is Sutter. Top of the key, Mechanicu fires a three, missed it. Rebound grabbed away by Sutter. Sutter on the right baseline, pulls it back out. Gives to Mechanicu, 7 seconds to play, top of the key. Sorensen misses the three. Rebound Lauren Livingston. 3 seconds of play. Riley Jenkins with two. She'll fire from midcourt. And, just off the side of the glass. Missed it. We played one quarter of basketball. Good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They lead the Dunlap Eagles 17-7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks after one quarter, leading the Dunlap Eagles 17-7, championship of the Silver Streaks Invitational. Dunlap with the ball to start the second quarter. Andrea Sampson, 8 points in the first quarter with a couple of threes. Three-pointer from Chloe McCarthy as well. So Dunlap with it to start the quarter. This is Tara Davis, drives baseline, cut off by Deja Range. Now Altava goes to Mechanicu. Now it's Sutter with it. Left side, this is Davis again. Mechanicu out high left side. Gives way to Sorensen, nice look, give and go, or a little pick and roll there. Gave it to Tara Davis, and she laid it up and then got her first basket.
Well, you know what the streaks are doing right now is whenever Dunlap goes to drive, all the players converge in the lane. That's a tackle.
As Riley Jenkins was going to receive the ball from Kelsey Legg and trying to fight through the pick, it was Tara Davis that just, like, shoved Riley Jenkins in the backcourt and got called for the foul.
Well, I think what happened was she tripped over Kelsey Legg's foot.
Oh, that should be Streaks ball. Yeah, thank you. Inbound, they try to go back door to Riley Jenkins, and two black jerseys tipped it, and Riley just couldn't quite get to it, which is a good thing, so the Streaks will now have it on the right baseline.
But, yeah, if you watch on the defensive end, Tom, the Streaks are converging on drive to the lane.
Shot blocked, Andrea Sampson, and coming down with a rebound, it was Sutter who got the block as well. She's got it on the right wing. Sutter drives baseline, cut off by Kelsey Legg, gets to Sorensen. Spins in the paint, little left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Tara Davis. Now she missed, got tipped out. Left baseline, Mechanicu for three. Missed it. Rebound comes down this time to Sorensen. Top of the key, it's Sutter with it. So Dunlap getting a few chances at it this time around. Left baseline, a drive by Tara Davis, and just she kind of ran into to Andrea Sampson. I'm not sure if she was trying to go up for the shot or not, but she just lost the ball.
Well, I think everybody thought there was going to be a foul called because she hit Andrea, and then the ball came out.
Nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Deja Range. Deja couldn't hit, but she got fouled. The foul goes against Sorensen. That's her second, and Deja goes to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. She's got 2 points in the game. 17-9, Streaks lead.
Looks like we're going to see Batia Butler for the first time.
Chelsea Stevenson checking in for the Streaks. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. So Butler checks in, and Taraji Davis back in. I'm just guessing Taraji and Tara are sisters. Taraji is senior, Tara a junior. Deja missed the first, second one up and good. She's got three and make it 18-9 Streaks. 6:40 to play here in the first half. Right wing, Mechanicu drives, baseline, missed the shot, got her own rebound, though, after it got tapped around, missed again, and this time the rebound's going to go. They're going to say it went off Deja last, so Dunlap will get another shot at it on the right baseline. Coach is kind of yelling about giving up the offensive boards. Jalissa Parker back in. She'll inbound from the left baseline for Dunlap. Not a ton of height. They got some decent height, but some good size, and especially when you get Parker and right now Butler both in there.
Yeah, definitely some
beef, if you want to say that, right?
Yes.
Parker misses the three right wing, and Lauren Livingston corrals a rebound for the Streaks.
Trying to think of the gentlest way to put that.
Exactly. It's different with girls. On the guy's side, right. You don't care. Now down to Deja on the left block. Can't hit, but Batia Butler fouls her. And that's going to be her first, and that'll put Deja back at the free throw line with two more cracks at it.
Don't let foul. 6:06
to play. Here in the first half, Streaks lead 18-9 as Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson, and Lexi Tucker get back up. They'll come in after the first free throw attempt. So Deja back of the line. First one is up and perfect. Sometimes it's feast or famine with Deja. Usually the misses a lot of the times aren't even close. They look bad, but the makes, she looks really good.
Yeah, when she finds it, she's one of those players. When she can find that groove, she'll hit a few.
And there it is again. Now, that one was a closer miss that time. That one actually looked better, but was a miss. She's 2-for-4, got 4 points. 19-9 Streaks with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Out high left side, Taraji Davis. Left baseline, Tara Davis outside the three-point arc. She'll penetrate. Nice defense by Andrea Sampson. Cut her off. She has to pull it back out. Gives to Butler, and Deja coming out at her as Butler was coming toward her, got a hip into her, and that's going to be the first foul on Deja. In fact, that's the first team foul on the Streaks. Lexi Tucker checks in. She'll give Deja a break with 5:48 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 10-point lead, 19-9. Saniya Tutt with it, top of the key. Left side gives to Parker on the wing. She'll penetrate, pulls up with a 14-footer, missed it badly. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy. She'll give way to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run across midcourt, right side. Now gives to Chloe between the circles. She'll set up the offense. Left wing to Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles right. Gets to Kelsey Legg, top of the key, hands off to Riley Jenkins. Riley lost a handle on it and then got pushed into the backboard. No call. Now the girl's laying out of bounds as well. Did the whistle even blow? The whistle wasn't even in his mouth. How was that not a foul?
I don't know.
She got cross-checked into the backcourt.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure. Riley, initially, she lost the ball. She didn't know where the ball was at.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
Like a catcher
right.
Sometimes
that's exactly
ball.
What I was thinking, too. Like a catcher that couldn't find the ball after it got by.
Backdoor pass, Andrea Sampson. The defense got there.
Oh, she missed
though.
Chloe.
Yep. So the Streaks will reset with 5:15 to play in the half. Chloe out high on the left side. Backdoor to Riley Jenkins in the paint. Kind of a high pass. Riley gathers it, puts it up. Can't hit. A little bit too far under. Rebound comes down to Tutt. Now quickly back the other way. Parker lays it up and in. Jalissa Parker with her first basket. 19-11 Streaks. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Goes left, crosses over down the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to go against Parker.
Yeah, and I think she was clean, too.
Yeah.
I think the Streaks got one there.
Yeah, because she had the hands up, and the way he indicated it was kind of a hack across the arms. And if there was anything, there was a little body contact. I don't know that affected the shot.
Yeah, I don't know that it wasn't. initiated by Riley yeah. either.
So Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. First shot is up and
Riley
good.
Jenkins at the line for the streak.
She's one for two now. She's got 5 points.
Del Sutter returns to
as Sutter checks line. Back in for Dunlap. 20-11, the streak's lead, 4:49 to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins, the sophomore at the free throw line. Second one is up. That one missed. Rebound comes down in the corner to Taraji Davis. She'll bring it up herself, set the offense for Dunlap. Kicks out right side to Sutter. Sutter drives baseline, kicks out to Parker on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Tut. Tut puts up the 17-footer up and in. Nothing but net on that one.
Yeah, nice little crossover. Got herself free with a strong cross.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Pass over the top. Too strong. And this is Sutter comes away with it. Put it up and in and a foul.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Sutter only dribbled the ball three times from the spike line over on this side to the basket. She was spinning the ball on her hand pretty well up the court. It could have been called for a carry.
Makes it a whole lot easier to make up some distance without dribbling. Kelsey Legg picked up the foul. That's her first. So L. Sutter with the free throw line, 5'9 junior. Shot is up, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. 20-15 Streaks, 4:13 to play first half. Andrea on the dribble out high right side.
It almost didn't look like Dunlap knew it was only one free throw there.
Yeah.
Nobody went for the rebound.
Deja Range between the circles, right wing, Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy down on the right block, steps back, and nice defensive
foul
play
there,
by.
I
yeah, did you? I wasn't sure. I thought she got the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, she might have. I thought she got a hand.
Yeah, Parker reached in and knocked it away, but no call on it. Now it's Sutter, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Taraji Davis, right baseline, Tara Davis. She'll put it on the floor, penetrate, splits the defenders,
yeah,
misses a shot.
Foul here on Kelsey.
That'll be the second on Kelsey. So they're kind of finding their groove on the offensive end of what they need to do, and that is to get inside and use. I mean, they've got some quickness, that's for sure.
Yeah, and earlier in the second quarter, it looked like the Streaks were doing a good job of selling out for the drives and really collapsing the lane. They've kind of backed off that now.
So Tara Davis at the free throw line missed the first. She's got 2 points on a basket. 20-15 is the Streaks' lead, 3:42 to play here in the first half. Second shot up, missed it. Rebound is going to go off Parker last, fortunately, for the Streaks. And they'll bring it from three-quarters court as Kaylee Miller checks in for the first time this afternoon. She will give Kelsey Legg a break. 3:39 to play first half. Streaks with a 20-15 lead.
Full court press again.
Chloe McCarthy looking to inbound, looking
gotta
for help.
Get it in.
Finally bounced it in for Andrea Sampson.
She made the wise move of not going deep with it. Riley tried to run out on it, and I think that Tut was just trying to bait the throw.
Yeah, oh, now Andrea got called for a carry. I think she was getting ready to make the pass and did kind of pick it up. But you know what? That's the way some people dribble the ball, though.
Yeah, and we've been told that doesn't get called anymore.
Yeah. Well, when we've witnessed that it doesn't get called anymore. But that time, I don't know, maybe because they thought she was trying to pass it, and I don't know. So the Streaks turn it over. This is Sutter on the right wing. Top of the key, Taraji Davis. Left wing, it goes to Tut. Tut on the drive, stops. Left baseline goes to Tara Davis. She drives baseline, high off the glass, no good. Weak side rebound, Chloe McCarthy. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. Down court, it goes to Andrea Sampson. Right wing, hesitation dribble, goes to the baseline. Swings it to Kaylee Miller. Top of the key, it goes to Chloe McCarthy for three. Good!
Great ball rotation by the Streaks. They worked it baseline, then around the key, and found Chloe for the three.
23-15 Streaks. Now it's Taraji Davis drives right side, bowls her way in, puts her shoulder down and goes. And she puts it up and in. She's got 5, 23-17 Streaks, 2:40 to play first half. Riley Jenkins all the way down the left side of the court, goes up, and she's fouled. There's three black jerseys there. Who are they going to call it on?
If this goes on Parker, she's got the worst luck because she was just standing. Nope, it's going to go on
Taraji Davis.
Taraji Davis.
That's her first. Yeah, because she was kind of just standing there, and Riley kind of came into her. That was a good thought by Riley to say, hey, I've got the lane to the basket. I'm probably going to get some contact, so why not give it a shot? So Riley back to the free throw line.
Well, and it goes back to my belief that instead of a shot clock, the next rule that needs to get implemented is that half circle down there because it makes a lot of sense, and it gives clarity to the charge block rule.
Lauren Livingston
replaces Chloe McCarthy. Also back in for Dunlap is Batia Butler. as she replaces Tara Davis. Riley Jenkins hit the first. It hit the front iron, bounced up and through, and perfect on that one.
Yeah, had that shooter's roll on that first one.
She's now 3 of 5.
Hit the front of the rim and then climbed its way over.
7 points for Riley, 25-17 streaks lead, less than 2.5 minutes to play in the half. Sutter, left wing, puts it on the floor, comes out between the circles, working against Kaylee Miller, out high right side to Raji Davis. Davis holding on, now puts it on the floor, pulls it back out. 2:14 to play. She'll bring it out between the circles and now go left. And brings to Butler at the free throw line. Kicks back out to Sutter. Now this is Tut with it. Left baseline to Taraji Davis. Three-pointer in and out, no good. And Deja Rain skies for the rebound and outlets to Riley Jenkins. Under 2 minutes to play in the half, 25-17 streaks.
Surprisingly, that was Deja's first rebound of the game.
Nice pass from Andrea Sampson. Feeds it in to Deja Range. Got nice position, turned and faced up against Butler. And I believe it's Butler that's going to get the call. She does. Batia Butler picks up her second foul. And that puts Deja Range at the free throw line for 2 shots.
You know, I know it's tough not to lean in and try to get the block there if you're the player in the lane. But realistically, there were 3 players there. If they would have all just kept their arms up, it would have made real difficult for Deja to get that shot up and in.
Missed the first free throw, missed the second. Both too hard on both of them. She was on target, but just too strong with both of them.
And I think Sutter got into the lane a little early. No call, but she got to the middle of the lane before everybody else even moved.
This is Tut. Gives way to Sutter. She'll fire the long three left side. Good.
3 point back.
Sutter. She's got 5, and now it's 25-20 streaks, 1:24 to play in the half. Kaylee Miller across midcourt left side. Now timeout called by Coach Massey. 30-second
timeout.
And he's going to get Kelsey Legg back in with 1:20 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 25-20.
We had a pretty good crowd earlier. It's dwindled a little bit here. You know, it always surprises me Dunlap doesn't travel better than they do because, you know, it seems to be a fairly tight-knit community for the other sports that they have, football and boys basketball and the like.
Right. You know, and I guess part of it earlier was that there was a really, really good Macomb following here, and that's for a team that's only got 1 win on the season. They had a really good following, so the far side had a lot of Macomb fans, so give them credit for showing up and helping them to make this a good tournament. But you're right, it's kind of disappointing because I would guess based on the number of people that are over there, you don't even have all the parents of the Dunlap players.
Yeah, for people not here that want to know what these Dunlap jerseys, because we really like these jerseys. They're very reminiscent. And Toronto Raptors have a jersey like this where it's black and gold, and it pops like these do.
Right wing, Andrea Sampson fires the three. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Sutter for Dunlap. She'll bring it up herself across midcourt with a minute to play. Now gives way to Tut. Tut will bring it back out between the circles and set the offense. Hands off to Taraji Davis. She'll dribble right. They're going to run a little weave here, work some clock, and look for a good one. Sutter now gives way to Tut. Tut will penetrate, kicks out to Sutter on the left wing, penetrates. Now to Parker, top of the key with 44 seconds to play. Now it's Tut on the left wing with 40. Kicks over to Taraji Davis, right wing for 3, and got it. That's her second of the game.
3-point basket, Taraji Davis.
She's got 8 to make it 25-23, a 2-point game with 29 seconds to play in the half. Lauren Livingston to Deja Range, top of the key.
Streets were up at 1 point, 19-9 in this one.
Riley Jenkins for 3 from Deja Range. Good. Riley out high left side, puts the 3 up and in. That's her first 3 of the ball game.
With the answer.
28-23 streaks with 11 seconds to play. Taraji Davis in the center circle. Gives to Tut now in the center circle. 6 seconds to play. Tut crosses over, spins in the paint. Nice defense by Riley Jenkins. Spun back the
travel.
Other way. Ooh, travel call. Good
I
defense.
Don't know that I agree with that
yeah,
call.
Yeah, but it was. I will say, I was hoping he wasn't going to call a foul because it was really good defense that Riley Jenkins played on Tut that time. She crossed over and then spun, and Riley was right there. 1.5 to play. Streaks will get it. They're going to go the distance to Riley Jenkins. Picks it up. Puts it up. Go!
Oh!
Riley Jenkins. The pass went over her shoulder. She let it bounce, then grabbed it after the bounce from about 8 feet on the left baseline and put it up and in. And a good way to end the half. After Dunlap had cut it to 2, the streaks now lead 30-23. Wow.
I will tell you right now, Coach Cassidy's going to have some words for the girls after that one. You set the press up. There's 1.5 left on the clock, and somehow Riley was so free that she was able to go run underneath the pass, let it bounce once, still catch it, and put it up and in.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they just totally lost track of what was going on there. I think they were all got caught kind of watching the pass maybe. All right, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles championship game of the Silver Streaks Invitational. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a new year and a new you. This is Carrie from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. Once again, we're joining with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info for Commit to Fit, a fun way to help you watch what you're eating, get you moving, and keep you motivated. Get registered now at Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit. There's cash and other prizes up for grabs, too. If you're ready to feel more confident and get in the best shape of your life, get registered now at Galesburg.info. Keyword Commit to Fit.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead its championship of the Silver Streaks Invitational Tournament, 30-23 over the Dunlap Eagles. A good first half. Streaks led 17-7 at the end of the first quarter. Dunlap outscored Galesburg 16-13 in that second quarter, but they cut it to two at 25-23. Then the Streaks went on a 5-0 run to end the half there, which that was kind of key, I think, Eric, that little momentum booster after Dunlap got themselves back into it.
Oh, yeah. You want to be able to answer, and it was almost perfect. Riley came down and answered that three by Taraji Davis with one of her own, and then the Streaks got that run out for Riley where she was able to hit it right at the buzzer. So a good momentum boost going into the locker room and a very deflating end to the half for Dunlap while they go into theirs.
All right, the upcoming schedule looking like this. Coming up next will be the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're in action tomorrow afternoon. They've got a noon start up at Northwestern at Welsh Ryan Arena. And the Illini and Northwestern at 11 o'clock pregame and a noon tip-off here on WGIL. If you're looking for the Chicago Bears, they'll be on 92.7 FM. The Laser, their game in the playoff opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Galesburg High boys in action. They'll be on the road at Morton coming up on Tuesday night. Yes, a Tuesday night game for the boys. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you about 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. The girls, a tough week next week. We will be on the road up at the Rock Garden next Tuesday night. Take on the Rock Island Rocks. And then that'll be Thursday, 6:06 pregame, about 6:30 for the tip. And then the following night, on Friday night, will start the Downstate Classic Tournament that's kind of replacing the Martin Luther King Tournament, and we get to play at Morton against the Potters. What's going to be interesting about that, Eric, is what teams saw for years with Galesburg, and when they came into this gym during the run of all the years going to state, you saw a gym with 1,000, 1,500, sometimes almost 2,000 people in it. That's what we're going to see on Friday night at Morton, because they follow their girls' program. Although, I guess the difference is that means their boys are on the road, so they'll be maybe missing some of those. But they get a lot of fans for the girls' game. They follow them well, just like our fans.
Right. And the other thing is you're going to get a very experienced team, which is weird to say because it seems like every year they graduate their starters
right.
and then they bring in. But Coach Becker does a great job. He's created exactly what you want, which is a program over there. They start playing their style of basketball in grade school, then they move on to middle school, and then by high school they've got it locked in and ready to go.
So that'll be next Friday night. The boys also in action Friday night. They'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. 7:06 pregame, 7:30 for the tip. We'll let you know what game will be on which station on Friday night since both teams are playing. The girls will have Saturday off. The boys will host Limestone coming up on Saturday night, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 30-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Pastor Doug Johnson of Christ's Church in Galesburg.
We'll talk about the one question nobody ever asks me and the difference between falling in love and growing in love. Plus, we have a lot of great worship music to start your day off right on Sunday Morning Praise.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say...
boring!
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
Is the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at Galesburg Toyota.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny skies expected for today with a high of 53. For tonight, patchy fog, otherwise mostly clear, and a low of 30. Tomorrow's going to bring some fog early on in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 43. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 50 degrees.
Listen for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on their Big Ten rival Northwestern. Coverage begins tomorrow morning at 11.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Streaks lead it at halftime, 30-23 over the Dunlap Eagles. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Riley Jenkins, 12 points in the first half, including a three-pointer, three twos, and she was 3 for 5. From the free throw line, 8 points for Andrea Sampson, a couple of threes and a two. 6 for Chloe McCarthy on a couple of threes. Good to see her get back into the flow offensively. Deja Range with 4 points, a basket, and 2 for 6 from the free throw line. Streaks just 5 for 11 from the line and 5 three-pointers. The Eagles led by Taraji Davis, 8 points, a couple of threes and a two. 6 points for Sanaya Tutt on 3 baskets. 5 for Elle Sutter on a 3 and a 2. 2 for Jalissa Parker on a basket. 2 for Tara Davis on a basket. 0 for 3 from the line. 3 three-pointers.
3 turnovers from Dunlap. 3 for the Silver Streak. So neither team really turning the ball over. Dunlap has a slight edge in rebounds, 15-14. 6 to 2 on the offensive boards. 10 for 26 on the field, 3 of 9 from distance for Dunlap. Streaks are 10 of 18, 5 of 8 from distance.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Riley Jenkins with it, gives to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey out between the circles. Looks over the defense. Looking for Chloe on the back door. Couldn't find her. Hands off to Riley. Riley top of the key. Drives the free throw line. Dumps it off to Deja right side. Lays it up. Missed it. Gets her own rebound and pulls it away and puts it up and in.
Yeah, great job. Great persistence there by Deja to stay with that one after she missed the initial one.
And our first palindrome score of this game, 32-23. Streaks with the lead. Now we've got a foul. An offensive foul is going to go against Ellie Sorensen. That's unusual. We're the one that usually gets that, and I don't know if they're calling it a moving screen, but that's her third foul. She was, I don't know, because I don't know that the play was coming toward her, but the way she was going, she got called for the push.
Yeah, not a good sign for Coach Cassidy either, as that's one of her starters.
Kelsey Legg directing some traffic, gives to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Out high left side, Andrea Sampson.
Streak should go into Deja here on Sorensen's side.
Now Andrea has it, goes left baseline, gives to Deja on the left wing. She'll hand off to Kelsey Legg. Now,
do you see what they're playing?
I wasn't sure if it was a diamond and diamond.
It's a triangle and two.
And two, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw a triangle and two played in high school.
Well, that's
basketball.
What I wasn't sure, because Parker was kind of, I thought I wasn't sure if she was actually following Deja or Chloe, but she's not. So, yeah, triangle and two. I haven't seen that for quite a while.
So, what the triangle and two is that there's three players playing a zone in the lane, one at the free throw line, the other two on the baseline. And then the two are playing man to man, and the two they're playing man to man on right now on our Andrea and Riley.
What a move by Andrea Sampson. Split the defender, kind of went hip to hip with her, kind of brought it up over the top, and was able to gather herself and lay it up and in. She's got 10.
And it was like a fadeaway finger roll, too.
34-23 Streets. This is Taraji Davis. Bulls are way in on the baseline. Kelsey Legg blocks the shot, though. Davis gets it back, puts it up, missed that one as well. And now Andrea Sampson going after it, dives after it. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Dunlap. 6-11 to play third quarter. Streaks leading 34-23.
Well, she definitely knows her strength, because she just went and just put her shoulder down and bowled through the Streaks defense to get that one close.
Inbounding is Sutter, and it comes to Parker on the left wing. Back in, Tara Davis for Dunlap. Taraji Davis has it out high left side. Now she'll bring it back out between the circles. Left wing it goes to Sutter. Sutter penetrates, kicks back out to Parker. Top of the key, Davis. Taraji Davis crosses over down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up with the left hand. No good. Deja with a rebound for the Streaks.
She's had some decent moves. She just doesn't seem to have the touch when she gets close to the rim.
She's got all that strength and doesn't know what to do with the ball. Now the Streaks turn it over. Chloe's path knocked away, and now we're going to have a reach called on Chloe, I believe.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Chloe saw the loose ball, went after it to try to, after she had gotten her pass tipped away, to try to recover, and ran into the offensive player and got called for the foul.
And that's her first team foul of the second half. 5:37 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 34-23 lead. Taraji Davis, right wing, goes to Sutter. Sutter brings it back out top, goes back to the wing, and splits the Streak defenders. Nice move. Kind of looked off Andrea Sampson, who was going to help out, looked her off, and split them up and lays it up and in. She's got seven in the game, make it 34-25. Kelsey Legg to Chloe McCarthy out high right side for three. Another one on the feed from Kelsey Legg. So now who do you play man-to-man? That's three threes for Chloe McCarthy. 9 points, make it 37-25 Streaks. Now three top of the key from Taraji Davis. No good. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound.
I think the Streaks will take that, even though she's 2 of 5.
Yeah.
They'll gladly get into a three-point shooting contest here with Dunlap.
Now Chloe gets to Deja. Deja
had
set
happened?
A pick,
yeah.
And Sutter just fell down, and everybody just stood there. So Deja just went to the basket, and Chloe gave it to her, and she laid it up and in.
Yeah, she just stayed on the ground, and they can't make the coach happy.
Now Sutter misses a three out high right side, and Riley with the rebound. They're just kind of settling now. Now Riley right down the middle, lays it up and got hammered. No call. My goodness. And the ball is going to go back to the Streaks.
She says the same thing to the official, too. Like, where was the foul call?
She had them on both sides. I think she took body from both Parker and, was it Taraji Davis there?
And her arm.
So Kelsey Legg will inbound from the right baseline. Lexi Tucker checks in. It comes to Chloe in the paint. Puts up a five-footer. Good from Kelsey Legg. So Chloe with 11 in the game, and make it 41-25 Streaks. 4:17 to play, third quarter. Good start to the second half for the Streaks. Left wing, this is Sutter. Penetrates through the free throw line. Goes to the right baseline to Parker out near the three-point arc. Kicks it out high to Tara Davis. Now it goes to Tut. Tut dribbles right, kicks out to Parker. She'll fire the long three-pointer. Missed it. And a rebound to Tut. Tut turns around, puts it up off the glass and in. Sanaya Tut with eight now.
Before that, score of the streaks around a 16-2 run.
Andrea Sampson for three for the right baseline. Took the pass from Kelsey Legg from midcourt. She stepped back, put the three up and in, and make it 44-27, her third of the ball game. She's got 13, 44-27 streaks. Parker Sutter now left baseline. This is Tara Davis. Pulls it back out. Gets to Sutter. Now Parker between the circles. Parker looks over the defense. Left side it goes to Tara Davis. Now Sutter back out to Tara Davis. Now it's Tut between the circles. Naya Tut with it. Gives to Sutter. Got a little bit close together there. Neither one of them could really do anything with it. Now Taraji Davis to Tut. Tut top of the key working against Riley Jenkins. Kicks out to Taraji Davis. Fires a three. Missed it. And the rebound off the hand of Riley Jenkins. Tut has it. Puts it up and missed it. And, boy, Sutter went over the back of Kelsey Legg that time. Got it. Now we're going to have a foul on the shot. I don't like that because of the fact that Kelsey Legg did a nice job blocking out. Had the inside position just as she was getting her hands on the ball. Tut climbed her back and pulled it down. And Kelsey gets called for the foul. That's her third. It'll be Elle Sutter going to the free throw line with two shots. She's got seven in the ballgame. They only had three free throw attempts in the first half, missed all three of them. And they break that string as Sutter makes the first. Deja Range, Lauren Livingston in. Lexi Tucker, Chloe McCarthy will get a break. 2:53 to play third quarter, 44-28 streaks.
So from late in the second quarter through the beginning of this third quarter, the streaks went on a 16-2 run. It was 25-23, and then they outscored him to get to the point of 41-25.
Good rebound by Lauren Livingston. Then a reach called on to Taraji Davis, and that's going to be her second foul. A little bit of a makeup there. Yeah, nice job on the blockout and good rebound by Lauren Livingston. Streaks will bring the length of the court. They'll come out with man-to-man full-court pressure. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And finally got it into Riley Jenkins. Now the Streaks have numbers. Riley across midcourt, right side. Ooh, Lauren Livingston need to go to the basket.
Yeah,
on
I was just going
to
say the same thing, Tom. Yeah. She really wanted to fade out to the three-point arc, and it was wide open on the weak side block.
So Lauren with it to Riley out top of the key. Back to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Fakes, gives to Lauren Livingston down the block. Fakes, drives in, puts it up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. I think she was wide open.
Right, another one of those cases where you don't realize you're wide open and you don't know what to do once you see you are.
Foul goes against Sutter. That's her second. And Lauren Livingston goes to the free throw line. It's interesting. This is the first time we've seen Lauren without either the brace or the sleeve on her knee as she's come off. And she's only, I think, like 8 months. Maybe it is close to a year out from her ACL reconstruction. Missed the first free throw there.
And the other thing we haven't seen her a lot without is sleeves.
Sleeves, yeah. Because she had the long sleeves one of the games recently.
Was Quincy.
That, was it? Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah, because I would have remarked, I don't think I'd ever seen anybody in a game wearing the long sleeves on both arms.
2:31 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-28. Second free throw good for Lauren Livingston. Her first point of the afternoon. Streaks lead 45-28. Left wing it goes to Mechanicu. She fires a wide open three. Can't hit, but the weak side rebound comes down to Tut for Dunlap. Tut on the wing now. Gives out high to Sutter. Now to Taraji Davis. Left side drives to the free throw line. Kicks out to Sutter right wing. Drives baseline. Puts it up off the glass. Missed. Deja skies for the rebound. Got tapped away. Andrea Sampson comes away with it. Andrea across midcourt right side on the run. Picks up out high on the right side. Now, well, I guess she did keep her dribble. Now she picks it up, gives to Riley Jenkins. She'll go down the left side of the lane. Got bumped, no call, and lost it. And now we have a jump ball call. A really, really late jump
ball.
That
was extremely late.
Okay.
The ball had already been taken away by Dunlap, and they had it ready to go up the floor. And
well, they had the possession anyway. 1:47 to play, 45-28 streaks. Tut with it. Sanaya Tut dribbles left, hands off to Taraji Davis. She'll bring it back out top of the key. And hands off to Elle Sutter. Run a little bit of a weave here. Now it's Tut. Fires just inside the three-point arc. Top of the key. Can't hit. Andrea Sampson comes away with a rebound. Coach Cassidy can't be happy with the way they're running their offense in the second half.
Unless that is their offense.
Well, I guess
they go one-on-one.
Riley tried to get it inside to Deja. That one you probably needed to bounce a lot of traffic there. Butler did a nice job getting around the front and tapping it away to go back to the Streaks on the left baseline. 1:22 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 45-28. Chloe McCarthy to inbound. Bounces to Lauren Livingston. Gets hammered. No call. Shot no good. And, wow, Dunlap comes away with it. This is a nice spin move by Tut. Can't hit it. Deja Range with another rebound.
They have they must practice their one-on-one moves a lot because they all have nice spin moves, crossovers, step backs, but nobody can finish.
Oh, Riley Jenkins, what a move. She crossed over, went down the right side of the lane, scooped it up with her right hand, and got fouled in the process, put it up and in. The foul went against
Mechanicu,
and that's her first. And Riley Jenkins with a chance at the three-point play.
What Riley nice showing move. The Dunlap girls how to finish once you do make a nice move.
Yeah. And took the contact, was able to put it. And we don't usually see her when she goes in. She's left-handed, so that's obviously her strong hand. And so she usually, no matter which side she's on, tries to put it up with that left. But she scooped it up there with the right and put it in and makes the free throw.
But I will say, Tom, I would say since about mid-December, I've noticed she's been going to the right side a lot more than she did early in the season. Early in the season, it almost looked like she couldn't go right.
Deja's going to get called for a push. She tried to reach around. They got tried to go inside to Butler. Deja reached around, knocked it away, had the hand on the back, though. Just her second foul. Third team foul on the Streaks. 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Streaks with a 20-point lead, 48-28. And it comes to Butler down on the left block. Nobody got in front of her, and she put it up and in.
Yeah, Streaks lost her right there.
Mattia Butler with her first basket. 48-30 Streaks. 38 seconds to play. Deja Range, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Gets to Lauren Livingston going down the right side lane. Puts it up short. Rebound comes down to Taraji Davis for Dunlap. Davis down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Andrea Sampson, and it's going to go back to Dunlap. Nice defense by Andrea. Now their coach Massey's on, hey, make sure you switch on that. Make sure you cover that player down to the post on that inbound play. And they do this time, and it comes to Sutter. Top of the key, this is Tutt with 21 seconds to play. Tutt crosses over down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. And it'll go back to the Eagles again.
Riley really getting after it right now.
It'll be Taraji Davis inbound from the right baseline. And Lexi Tucker's going to check in quickly before that. And she'll replace Lauren Livingston. 17.5 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 48-30. Lauren, a good defender, especially down in the post. Or Lexi, excuse me. And they switch there. Good job by Lexi Tucker switching and picking up Butler. Now it's Tutt with it on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Goes out to the wing and gives to, who's that checked in? That looks like a 40. Is it a 30? Can't tell. No, oh, 20.
20.
Eileen Focus, 5'9", senior in. 7 seconds to play. Taraji Davis out high right side. Now with five, crosses over into the paint. The runner is up. No good. Rebound tapped around. It's going to go off Lexi Tucker last, but the horn sounds. We have played three quarters of basketball. Streaks in control. It's Galesburg 48, Dunlap 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Riley Jenkins went to make a pass, and Andrea Sampson went the other way, and she drug her pivot foot. Streaks turned it over, but they lead 48-30. Here in the fourth quarter, Tom Erdeth, Eric Gibson, the championship of the Silver Streaks Invitational, first ever. And Streaks are in the back of the man-to-man. Taraji Davis goes right wing to Sorensen, who's been back in for the first time in quite a while. Now this is Tutt out high right side. Tutt gives way to Taraji Davis. Left baseline, it's Sutter. Sutter drives to the left elbow. Gives to Sorensen. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Deja with a rebound. Clears it to Riley Jenkins. Riley will bring it across right of the center circle.
Deja's up to a half dozen rebounds.
Now it's Chloe between the circles. Back door to Riley Jenkins and lost the handle on. Oh, she actually got it back to Kelsey Lake. Right baseline for three. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Tara Davis for Dunlap. Now this is Butler, right elbow, kicks out to Sorensen on the wing. Sorensen drives baseline, gets out behind the defense, able to scoop it up with the left hand and in. Nice move by Ellie Sorensen, her first basket of the ball game.
Ellie Sorensen.
6:47 to play in the game. Streaks lead 48-32. Right wing, Days of Range. Out high right side, Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Right side, Andrea Sampson on the wing. Puts it on the floor, pulls it back out, and hands off to Riley Jenkins. Riley, bring it back out near the center circle with 6.5 minutes to play. Gets a pick from Chloe McCarthy. Chloe rolls to the basket. Nice pass over the top. Chloe with the left hand up and in. Nice pick and roll. Nice pass. And that's really the only way. Nice soft soft pass from Riley over the top to Chloe. And nice soft hands for Chloe to catch it and put it up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, very nice execution by both players. And, you know, sometimes it's amazing what kind of touch Riley has and the awareness for a sophomore of what kind of pass is needed in certain situations.
Taraji Davis for three from straight on. Had the defense jumping out at her and kind of a flat shot, but it was up and in. She's got 11, make it 50-35 streaks. 5:50 to play.
She's 4 of 13 from the field. She is not shy to put the ball up.
Andrea Sampson, three right baseline, just off the mark. Rebound comes away to Sutter, and she's got it on the right wing. L. Sutter, she'll stop and fire the three. Missed it badly. It's an air ball, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court as it falls out of bounds. 5:33 to play in the game. Streaks lead 50-35. Riley Jenkins runs it across right side. Gets pushed by Tutt. No call. Gets it over to Kelsey Legg, left wing. She'll fire the three. Missed it. And the rebound comes away to Tutt. Tutt on the run. Two-on-one break. Tutt down the middle. Goes over to the left side, puts it up with the left hand, and missed it. And a fight for the rebound. And, oh, that should be, yeah, thank you, a push on Sorensen. That's going to be her fourth foul as Kelsey Legg took the rebound away from her. And then Sorensen pushed her to the floor. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 5:15 to play, leading 50-35. And it comes to Riley Jenkins. Got a token full-court pressure, a Tuttle meter at midcourt. Kind of backed up. She was in the front court and then backed up, or rather in the back court, then backed her way up. Deja Range to Riley Jenkins on the right wing to Chloe McCarthy down the right side of the lane, and it got tapped. They're going to say it went off Chloe last, and it'll go back to Dunlap.
I think that's accurate.
Mechanicu's going to check back in. She'll replace, is that Tutt or is that Tara Davis?
That's Tutt.
So Tutt goes out. It's hard because when their backs are, they got kind of the same hairdo, and their hair covers the number on the back. Taraji Davis now. She'll bring it across midcourt. 4:50 to play. Streaks lead 50-35. Right wing, it goes to Sutter. Try to get to Butler down on the baseline, down on the block, overthrew her. Nice defense by Deja Range. Got around front, and the only place Sutter could go was baseline, and she overthrew her. It was off Butler's fingers.
With a 15-point advantage, you would think that there would be a lot more turnovers for Dunlap. That's only their fifth turnover.
Nice backdoor pass, give and go from Chloe McCarthy to Riley Jenkins, and she missed that one going up on the left side. That's rare. Back the other way, Dunlap with it. This is Sorensen on the right elbow. Kicks out to Sutter, right wing. She'll bring it back out high, top of the key now. Gives to Taraji Davis, left side. She'll penetrate free throw line down the right side, puts her head down and goes, and lays it up and in.
Taraji Davis.
Taraji Davis, a 5'7 senior for Dunlap.
She is definitely a volume shooter.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has a decent points per game average on the season, but I guarantee she takes a lot of shots each game. She's up to 14 in this one.
Riley Jenkins.
She's equally split them up between twos and threes.
So. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Now Deja Range out high right side to Andrea Sampson, left wing, turns, sets, fires a three. Good!
Still feeling it.
Andrea Sampson.
That's her fourth of the game. You could tell she was won that one. She was trying to get her feet set, and but she did that and squared up before she took the shot, though. 53-37 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
Streaks have the full bench of
All the sophomores, freshmen and sophomores that played in the sophomore tournament did dress for this one. Nice defense by Kelsey Lake, cutting off Sutter on the right baseline. Back out to Sorensen. Now Taraji Davis out between the circles. Mechanicu out high left side.
Can't imagine how tight they're going to be, though, having played two games and sitting the entirety of this one.
Taraji Davis misses the three. Chloe McCarthy with the rebound. The ball got knocked away. Ooh, he blew the whistle kind of quickly. He's going to go back to the Streaks. I'm not sure the ball had fallen out of bounds yet, and Taraji Davis saved it in. And he blew the whistle pretty quickly. Maybe it did bounce on the line. I'm not sure, but goes back to the Streaks.
Chloe up to 8 rebounds in this one.
Under 3 minutes to play. Streaks with a 53-37 lead. Kelsey Legg to Deja Range, top of the key.
Talked to Chloe's father after the game against Quincy. He was happy to hear that we selected her for the Dave's Auto Bike Crunch Time Player of the Game with those four big threes in the third quarter to put the game away.
Yeah, including three of them in a row. That really opened it up. Now near steal, and now it is a steal by him. Should be a jump ball. Oh, a timeout call by Heather Cassidy. I hate that call.
Yep.
Ah, it was you know, both players had their hands on it. I mean, I guess in that case, maybe she did have control. I don't know. But
I don't know that she had control when right. The timeout was actually called.
So timeout called, 30-second timeout by Heather Cassidy. 2:28 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 53-37. When we're on the road, our transportation always provided by Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. And always get a nice vehicle to drive to the games. And check out what they've got out there. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. This is used vehicles, 5 years old or newer, with less than 100,000 miles on them. And also brand new vehicles have that lifetime warranty to check out. Some great deals out there. The new 2018s all the way out, new 2019s, and pre-owned. Check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Dunlap with it. This is Sorensen. Hands off to Sutter. Dribbles right. Run of the weave again. Mechanicu with it between the circles. Dribbles left. Gives to Sorensen. Now Sorensen, top of the key. To Mechanicu, left wing. Left baseline. It goes to Focus. Now top of the key. This is Sutter. Sutter dribbles right and hands off to Sorensen. They don't realize how urgently they need to try to get a score with 2:02 to play.
Coach Massey imploring his defense. He's got to be happy. And he's trying to get the crowd now to get up and clap for his defense.
Sutter backdoor missed a shot. Andrea Sampson couldn't bring the rebound. I know that's something he actually mentioned. Yeah, he is. Finally,
now, there we go.
Well, the cheerleaders were here earlier. They're not here now, but that was one of the things he mentioned. And a steal by Chloe McCarthy on the inbound. He had mentioned that we had a really good crowd on Thursday night, but they didn't really get into it and help steer the Streaks along. That's about as animated as we've seen Coach Massey in a situation like that.
No, I don't think I've ever seen him do that before, to be honest with you. And, you know, it is quite quiet in here. I mean, I can kind of understand it. You watched one blowout. Now, the Streaks aren't necessarily blowing Dunlap out, but you're up by 16, so you feel pretty comfortable. But, yeah, you would hope that the crowd would get a little bit more energetic about this team that's playing really well right now.
Riley Jenkins drives left baseline, missed the shot. Coach Massey wanted a call, didn't get it. Now this is Mechanic who brings it across. 1:12 to play. Streaks lead 53-37. Now the Streaks crowd is starting to get into it. Sutter, top of the key. That's something you always used to get in the last minute or so of the game, that the fans would get on their feet and cheer the team on, especially after they played a good game like this. Sutter, or Sorensen drives down the right side, misses a shot, and Kelsey Legg fights the rebound. And fouled by Sutter from behind. Nice job by Kelsey Legg. Fending her off, and that'll be the third foul on Sutter. Just the 16th foul. 52.1 seconds to play.
Coach Cassidy going to the bench.
She brings in Gabby DeJalinardo. What did we say?
DeJalinardo.
Kelsey Legg, 44 seconds to play. Deja Range, right wing. Riley Jenkins, coach will probably call a quick 30 to get the bench players in. Deja Range with it. 35 seconds to play. Maybe we'll just let it play out. I thought Dunlap would foul him or something. Deja, top of the key. 28 seconds to play. Now Andreas, the Streaks are on the weave. Chloe McCarthy to Kelsey Legg, left side. 22 seconds to play. Deja, Riley, she'll bring it out between the circles. 18 to play. And the Streaks are going to be able to run this one out. 14 now. And they'll move to 14-7 on the season and win the inaugural Galesburg Silver Streaks Invitational. 7 seconds to play.
And Dunlap will concede.
Yep, 1 second, and the Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 53, Dunlap 37. Streaks win the inaugural Silver Streaks Invitational. We'll see if they're going to do a trophy presentation. We'll turn the PA up and hear from Bill Allison. I'm not sure that that's going to happen or not. We'll see what they do. I'm not sure if that's – well, the Streaks are coming back the other way. Maybe they're going to bench to get their stuff. Or I'm not sure. Let's see. Well, Yeah, it looks like maybe there is going to be a trophy presentation here, so we'll send it down to
direct your attention to center court. If Coach Massey and the Silver Streaks would step out and accept the plaque from Athletic Director Eric Matthews, indicating they are the champions of the Galesburg Invitational Tournament.
So congratulations to the Galesburg Silver Streaks, the inaugural Galesburg Silver Streaks Invitational. Streaks, the champions, 53-37. The final score is they defeat the Dunlap Eagles. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Tonight has already taken Rite Aid by storm, but you can get started by having 5 free doses delivered to your door. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just text the word REACT to 797979. After a long back order, Ageless Male Tonight is finally back in stock. For your 5 free doses, text REACT to 797979. If results are too intense, please decrease use. That's REACT to 797979.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
There's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our 4 locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny skies expected for today with a high of 53. For tonight, patchy fog, otherwise mostly clear, and a low of 30. Tomorrow is going to bring some fog early on in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 43. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 50 degrees.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 53-37 the final score. They defeat Dunlap in the championship of the inaugural Silver Streaks Invitational Tournament. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Coach, a really, really nice effort from your team here this afternoon, second game of the day. And you didn't really ever let them get into much of a flow on the offensive end.
Right. We gave up in the first half. There was a period we gave up some offensive rebounds, and then there was a scattering of where we failed to identify that we were guarding somebody that wasn't a shooter, and we let some people drive and get to their right hand. But, I mean, that's getting picky, because I thought it was an outstanding job defensively for us that way. And offensively, you know, they threw everything at us. That they did 2-3 zone, and we handled it. They did man-to-man, and we did good things. They did man-to-man pressure, and they didn't have anyone that could stop Riley.
Well, we thought at some point there in the second half, they threw a triangle and two out there very briefly, and they were guarding Riley and Andrea man-to-man. And what happens? Chloe hits the three, so they quickly got out of that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was that was a good option for us to end up be able to have Chloe then in that position to be a shooter.
Well, I know in the pregame we talked a little about the fact what you hope for, that you've had games where you shot the ball really well, so if they go the 2-3, you can beat it from the perimeter. Man-to-man, you've got girls that can get to the basket, and it all came together. It all happened here this afternoon.
Yeah, it was, we've said it before, is, you know, you go back to December 1st, we played Limestone, that we went on a stretch. We won 7 out of 9. Then we lost 2 games, and then we've won 3 in a row. That during that stretch, we've not only won, but we've beaten some good teams. I mean, Dunlap here comes in 10-4. They won the Limestone Thanksgiving tournament, and this was a very good win for us.
One of the things that's been really fun is in both games today, and it continued in this game, all the defensive end, not just there, but the hustle. Loose balls, girls diving after loose balls. In fact, even late in the game's in control, and ball got loose going over toward their bench. And there's Kelsey Lake chasing after it, keeping Sutter away from it, diving after it, and gets pushed and gets the foul. And, you know, even down to the end is the girls hustling.
Right. Right now we've got a lot of people that are understanding their role, playing their role, and being good at it. You know, that you look, this is the same as Thursday night. Andrea Sampson starts us out says, okay, you're going to play a 2-3 zone. I'll hit these shots. And so she's becoming so confident in terms of what's going on. Then, in high school basketball, if you have a good point guard, it makes a huge difference. And what's happened is our sophomore has grown up, this year, and she right now is just so under control with things. And then you go on and on. Chloe's confident in her shot right now. Deja, getting into the ball inside. Lexi coming off the bench helping her. Today, Kelsey ends up guards the best player on the floor. And I don't know what she finished with, but I remember in the fourth quarter she had 5 points at one point there. So very happy, The kids are playing well, and, this morning what happened is we had other kids Lauren Livingston ended up, played big for us. Chelsea's had a couple big games in a row. Kaylee ended up, hit the threes. So it's a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, and watching, it's almost like confidence breeds confidence, because you can see it, like you said, with Andrea with her shot, Riley with the ball. I mean, the shot going to the basket also. And, like in the game earlier today, you started hitting some threes. Well, everybody was kind of getting into the act. And, hey, if they can hit, I can hit one too. And stepped up. You had Kaylee Miller in the game earlier do the same thing. So it's really fun to see. I guess you got to have a little bit of that confidence and or swagger.
Yeah, I mean, you look back at how we were playing in November, probably you guys weren't sure you wanted to keep announcing games. And, there were a lot of us that weren't sure we wanted to keep watching and stuff. But it's now, it's really neat to see how, they never gave up. They kept working. And we got a ways to go and stuff. And we got a really tough week next week. But just so proud of how they've, kept working, kept improving, that it's been a good group to work with.
Well, you talked about next week. Yeah, obviously a tough week. You'll be at Rock Island Thursday night, at Morton on Friday night. Obviously the more important one is the conference game of those two. But it's nice that going into those games that the girls are playing with confidence. Because if you don't, I mean, you're going against those teams without confidence, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. And obviously those will be teams that test us. But, you know, we'll work and we'll do the best we can.
Coach, congratulations on the inaugural tournament championship here.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win at 53-37. We'll come back, run down our post-game stats, also our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Won it here this afternoon, 53-37. They win the championship of the Silver Streaks Invitational. First, I don't know if this is going to be an annual event or not, but the first time we've done this one, a little four-team, one-day tournament, and good win for the Streaks here, 53-37 over the Dunlap Eagles. Let's start with our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks, three players in double figures again here. So I guess we had four this morning and three this afternoon. Andrea Sampson led the way, 16 points, including four three-pointers, a couple of two-pointers, 15 points for Riley Jenkins. She had a three-pointer, four twos, and four for six from the line, 13 points for Chloe McCarthy, including three three-pointers and a couple of two-pointers, 8 points for Deja Range on three baskets, two for six from the free-throw line, and then Lauren Livingston with a point on one for two from the free-throw line. Streak 7 for 14 from the line, 8 three-pointers in this game. For Dunlap, they were led by Taraji Davis, 13 points with three threes, a couple of twos. She was the only one in double figures, 8 points for Elle Sutter on a three, a couple of twos, one for three from the free throw line, 8 points for Saniya Tutt on four baskets, 2 points for Ellie Sorensen on a basket, two for Jalissa Parker on a basket, two for Tara Davis on a basket, and Batia Butler, I think I missed hers too. Yeah, she had 2 points on a basket. They were 1 for 4 from the free throw line, and the three three-pointers that Taraji Davis made was it for Dunlap.
6 turnovers is all Dunlap had in the game. That really surprises
me. It really does, yeah. Yeah.
Just with how they played. And then on the other side of the bill, they pressed the Streaks most of the game. Streaks only turned the ball over 8 times. So a good job by both squads, really, in that respect. Dunlap out-rebounded the Streaks 31-26, including 15-3 on the offensive board. Streaks really just did not get many offensive boards, but they shot the ball well, and then yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Dunlap, 16 of 54 from the field, including 4 of 18 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, were 19 of 35 from the field.
Wow.
So they were over 50% from the field, including very sizzling 8 of 14 from downtown.
Wow.
So a nice job shooting the basketball by the Streaks tonight, this late evening. Deja Range, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Lauren Livingston had 3 rebounds. Chloe McCarthy filled up the stat sheet, 8 boards for her, including 3 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Andrea Sampson had 3 rebounds, an assist, and a block. Kaylee Miller had an assist. Riley Jenkins had 2 boards, 3 assists, 1 block. And Kelsey Legg, 2 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block.
All right. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streets win at 53-37. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Yeah, walk the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim. Mm.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match 2 select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks went at 53-37 over the Dunlap Eagles to win the championship of the inaugural Silver Streaks Invitational here today. Time right now to Damar Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, Andrea Sampson, again, got us off to a great start. Hit a couple of threes early, a couple of threes late. Also, 16 points. Riley Jenkins just 15 points and kind of did it all defensively also. And Coach Massey talked about that. Kelsey Legg defensively, a great job, and a couple of rebounds, 5 assists. But this young lady for 2 of the last 3 games has just kind of dominated in her own quiet way. And really at a point in the second quarter, they had made a little bit of a run. She came down and hit a three. Third quarter, added another three. In fact, a little 5-point run there in the third quarter, and ended up with 13 points. But that's not all she did in the game. When you add in the rebounds and assists and steals and blocks, kind of did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, not really a quiet game when you're the one that's taking all the stats, Tom.
Well, there's that. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
She has a lot of ink in her area for me. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. The senior Chloe McCarthy is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Not really a huge crunch time here today, but one thing that we always kind of harp on is in these kind of games, who kind of pushed the streak so that they had that momentum. And I think it was definitely Chloe in this respect.
So Chloe McCarthy, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to wrap up this tournament and this Saturday action for you. A couple of games here on WGIL. The Illini again tomorrow. The Galesburg High boys Tuesday night. They'll play down at Morton. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have it for you. Thursday night I'll be up at Rock Island at the Rock Garden. It'll be really, really loud. And, you know, I guess the good news, since you can't be at that one, I don't have to worry about trying to hear you during the pregame or halftime when their band is playing, because we can't hear each other anyway up there.
Right, right.
I won't even be able to hear myself. But
And you can't forget about the Bears game on the Laser.
Oh, yeah. 92.7 FM, the Laser, the playoff game tomorrow with the Philadelphia
Laser.
Eagles. And then Friday night, we'll be back together down at Morton. It'll be an interesting
Potter
atmosphere
Dome
down there. Yep, at the Potter Dome. And we'll have that one for you here on WGIL. All right. Thanks to James Noble for running things back at the studio. Streaks win it by a final of 53-37. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ertis saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.